in a Torah portion full of difficult and alien concepts, I want to take one of the strangest and talk about it for a minute today before we listen to our bat mitzvah. Because in this morning's parsha, we are told about what is called a leprous house. That is a house that gets leprosy. Now, leprosy is not usually a drywall disease. But apparently, at least according to the Torah, it is possible for a home to be infected. And of course, the rabbis, can I ask everybody to please just wait? Well, thank you. In the back, if you would. And apparently the rabbis, trying to determine what it could possibly mean to have a leper's house, talk about something that is known to us, but since we live in such an individualistic society, we don't generally give credit to, which is what we might call, in our terminology, family systems. That is, it's rare, in fact, for everybody to be functioning and happy and fine in a home and have one person who has a problem. We generally think of it that way, right? Which is one of the reasons why one of the easiest sentences to enunciate in the English language is, you have a problem. But in fact, it rarely works that way. As my friend Joseph Delushkin is fond of quoting, when he was young, his mother said to him, the only happy families I know, Joseph, are families I don't know very well. Families are systems. They're not collections of individuals. And when the system goes out of whack, it's the system that goes out of whack, not generally because one person has a problem. And so when we talk about a leper's house, we should remember, for example, the famous series of experiments that were done by Zimbardo and a little bit, and some by Milgram, one of which was that they went into a high school and they designated arbitrarily certain people the guards and certain people were the prisoners. And in very short order, this division led the kids who were the guards to act abusively and the prisoners to act subserviently. It happened very fast. In other words, the social position that you put someone in, the place in the system that they occupy, has a lot to do with how they act. And we are very bad at projecting ourselves into what it would be like to be in someone else's position. Which is why, again and again in life, you go, oh my God, this is what it's like. The realization suddenly strikes you when you're in that position because you can't imagine it when you're not. Just think how hard it is to imagine what it is to have a cold when you don't have a cold. Right? Every time you get a cold, you go, oh yeah, it's actually miserable to be this way. I forgot what it feels like. And the same thing happens in systems. That is, we think we know what it's like to be in the other position, but in fact, we're very bad at projecting another person's emotions and also very bad at understanding how our behavior affects those around us. So when the Torah talks about a leprous house, what it means is that usually systems get infected, not individuals. And therefore, when you shift the system, you shift the way people react. And systems involve lots of things, like houses. When you walk into this sanctuary, you act a certain way because of the structure of the place, because of the fact that the seats are fixed, because of the fact that there's this bima up there, right? Everybody faces the same way. It's what Churchill said, that we shape our buildings, and afterwards our buildings shape us. We're all part of a system. But the more we realize that, the more we will recognize that even though personal responsibility is real and urgent, it's also true that there's collective responsibility, that there are homes and there are communities, and that we need to understand the way in which we not only think of ourselves, but think of our relationship to others in order, if you'll allow me the metaphor, to put our house in order. And with that, let's invite everybody.